A research team is skiing to the top of the world to measure Arctic sea ice. Estimates suggest the Arctic's total volume of sea ice has dropped by 80% in 20 years. But that is based on data from submarines and satellites. This expedition will take measurements from the surface. The CBC's Peter Sheldon reports.
Arctic explorer Penn Haddow sums up his next 3 months.
The journey is going to involve a 1,000-kilometer trek, pulling sledges up to almost twice our body weights in temperatures that in the early stages may be up to 5 times colder than the normal domestic deep freeze. Don't know why I'm smiling, because it sounds horrendous to me.
He says his trekking skills are usually socially irrelevant and bizarre. Now he has a reason to use them.
When I became aware about 5 years ago that there was this sort of missing data set of actual and accurate measurements taken at the surface, it occurred to me that that was, you know, we could contribute to science in this sort of, in this way.
Joining Haddow are explorer Ann Daniels and photographer Martin Hartley. It's taken 5 years to plan the expedition, and sponsors have already spent over $5 million. Using radar technology, the group will take a picture every few seconds all the way from the Arctic coast to the pole. Up to 10 times a day, they'll use a 5-meter drill to measure the thickness of the ice. If they encounter patches of water, they swim. If the radar breaks...
We have a spare.
Arctic scientists around the globe will get to share the data. Throughout the trip, everything from raw ice measurements to the explorers' heart rates will be posted online. Look for a drop in those heart rates early this summer. The three explorers are due at the North Pole in May. Peter Sheldon, Yellowknife.